Behind the Arc, a look around the country in college basketball. Behind the Arc, hear about the week's biggest storylines, from blue bloods to mid-majors. Go in-depth on the week's biggest matchups, bracketology, and which small conference schools should be on your radar. Behind the Arc, here's your host, Joel Silverberg.
Welcome to the Behind the Arc podcast. I'm Joel Silverberg. Thank you so much for checking out Behind the Arc, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, 99.1, thesportsanimal.com, or on the Sports Animal app. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the BTA podcast. A lot to get to today. Big basketball recruiting news for Tennessee. The Vols get their first commitment for the class of 2022. They closed out the 2021 class in really strong fashion, but now already getting things started with their first commitment of 2022, and why that could lead to a domino effect for other recruits to really help out next year's class for Rick Barnes and Tennessee. Name, image, and likeness is live and legal for college athletes after the NCAA's board of directors opted to suspend rules that before Thursday had prohibited athletes from profiting off their name, image, and likeness. We'll discuss that later on in the podcast as well. But to start things off, four-star point guard out of Knoxville Catholic High School, BJ Edwards, committed to Tennessee. He was ranked number 68 overall in the class of 2022. Obviously, that could still fluctuate between now and next season. He's the number 11 point guard in the class, the fourth overall prospect in the state of Tennessee, and a nice pickup for Tennessee. You get a local player. And we've seen this kind of be a point of contention for fans with Tennessee football for a while, when top local prospects end up not signing with Tennessee, end up going elsewhere. T. Higgins, obviously out of Oak Ridge, the wide receiver, was committed to Tennessee, then decommitted, went to Clemson, is now in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence grew up a Tennessee fan. You see stuff like this happen from time to time. But fans enjoy seeing top prospects go to the local school. And now you have a guy in Knoxville playing for a Knoxville area high school in Knox County, now going to the University of Tennessee. And this just isn't some sort of supplemental piece, a two or three star guy that's going to be a role player. You're talking about a four star point guard who's one of the top 70 prospects in the country and one of the top five prospects in the state of Tennessee. The analysis from 247 Sports basketball analyst Jerry Meyer had this to say about BJ Edwards. Quote, possesses good size for a point guard. He's 6'3", 170 pounds. Plays low to the ground and has an overall physical game. Not a high riser as a leaper, but gets off the floor quickly and with power. Has functional athleticism and seeks out contact. Would rather penetrate, but is a solid to good shooter when he does shoot from deep. He can attack going either direction and thrives off quick changes of direction and crafty changes of pace. Shoots the pull-up jumper well and has a nifty floater and a scoop layup. Is a very composed ball handler who controls his pace. He sees the court and is a quality distributor, rebounds his position at a high level, and is a tough defender who can guard multiple positions. Again, that's 247 Sports basketball analyst Jerry Meyer. So a versatile player on both offense and defense, can guard multiple positions in the backcourt, and can also shoot as well as distribute. And I think Tennessee has really needed that at the point guard spot, and you're hoping to get that out of Kennedy Chandler, the five-star point guard who was a part of the 2021 class. And for Tennessee, sometimes you have seen a lack of consistency and a lack of versatility at that point guard spot. Over the last couple of years, you've seen ill-advised shots. You've seen bad drives by Santiago Vescovi. Sometimes Josiah Jordan-James is a little too unselfish at times. And so I think having somebody that can shoot from deep when he wants to, but has a good mid-range pull-up jumper, can hit the floater, can change direction, change pace, and can also distribute, I think that's something that could go a long way for Tennessee. And with the level that Tennessee is recruiting at right now, and I get reminded by Josh Ward of Sports 180 about this on the Sports Animal from time to time, Tennessee's recruiting class from a few years ago, Grant Williams, Admiral Schofield, John Fulkerson, Jordan Bone, those were all three-star guys. Tennessee is recruiting four- and five-star guys and is now recruiting at a pace where Tennessee's had a couple of four-star players that have left without ever seeing the court at Tennessee. Corey Walker this past season dealt with some injuries, but elected to enter the transfer portal and head elsewhere despite being a four-star guy coming out of high school. And then DJ Burns never played for Tennessee, was on the roster during Tennessee's run to the Sweet 16 back in 2019, but transferred to Winthrop before ever playing a second of basketball for Tennessee. So now you have another four-star coming in, and this is starting to become the norm. And I think for the Volunteers, it just shows the level that Rick Barnes has recruited at since coming to Tennessee. And for a couple of Tennessee teams under Rick Barnes, you've had the lack of a true point guard. And having Edwards come in, I think, is really important and can really help you with that. So for Tennessee, you get a quality four-star point guard, and you get a guy that can be versatile on both ends of the floor, and somebody who's a local product as well, and so understands the culture surrounding Tennessee basketball. And he is a part of the B-Maze Elite Travel Team, which is coached by former Tennessee basketball standout Bobby Mays, who joined Sports 180 on Thursday afternoon, right before Edwards made his announcement that he was committing to Tennessee. And this is what Bobby Mays had to say about his guy, BJ Edwards, who was a top 100 prospect, but Mays believes is still underrated despite that four-star ranking.
BJ Edwards, who, you know, might be the most underrated player in the country, definitely one of the most underrated players that I've ever had. You know, he will be a pro, and wherever he lands, he will be, you know, an All-American type of player, just because of how humble and how hard he works, and just everything that, you know, BJ Edwards stand for is just like, man, it's just like the perfect player that you would want in your program. So I'm excited for him. But I think Rick Barnes has done a great job, and, you know, he's turned this thing, got fans excited because of the type of players. Everyone wants five stars. Everyone wants top recruits, but it's just so hard to land some of them. And I think, you know, fortunately for him, he's got some guys that's from the state of Tennessee that decided to stay home and pick Tennessee, maybe over the Carolinas or the Dukes or Kentuckys, and, you know, just deciding to stay home and play. And so credit to him and his staff. And if they just continue to do what they're doing, I mean, they got Jaden Springer, Keon, you know, with an opportunity to be, you know, lottery picks. I mean, if that happens, say first, both of those guys go in the first round, you know what that does. You know what I mean? You think about
yeah.
Tennessee team has ever had two guys going the first round, maybe Ernie and Bernie or something like that. But I don't know of any Tennessee team that had two first round picks on it.
So VFL Bobby Mays on BJ Edwards, who is a part of the B Mays Elite Travel Team, and Bobby Mays continuing to do a lot for prep basketball in East Tennessee. Now, the reason that Edwards' commitment is key for Tennessee moving forward with the class of 2022. Edwards took an official visit to Tennessee earlier this week, along with four-star small forward Dylan Mitchell. They're pretty close, so Tennessee getting Edwards could go a long way in landing Mitchell. Mitchell is a 6'7 small forward out of Florida. He's widely considered a top 30 to 40 recruit in the class of 2022. Other prospects that Tennessee is in on, five-star combo guard out of Texas, Kaysen Wallace. He's also been offered by Baylor, Texas, which is now being coached by Chris Beard. So two Final Four coaches, and Eric Musselman at Arkansas, among others. 6'8", four-star small forward Brandon Miller out of Cane Ridge High School in Tennessee is being looked at by the Vols as well. And Tennessee was also recently visited by four-star combo guard Jalen Hood-Schifino. So this could get the ball rolling, and you see this sometimes with Tennessee with that 2021 class. You had a couple of good recruits for a while, and then suddenly after the NCAA tournament ended, you added Jonas Adu to the mix. You added Brandon Hundley Hatfield to the mix. And so for Tennessee, a lot can happen with recruiting when you start to get one or two guys. So BJ Edwards committing to Tennessee could go a long way in getting Dylan Mitchell, which if you get those two guys together, okay, you got a couple of four-star guys. Now you start to see some momentum going with this Tennessee recruiting class. So again, four-star prospect out of Knoxville Catholic High School, BJ Edwards, committing to Tennessee, the first commitment for the class of 2022 for the Volunteers. Name, image, likeness is now underway in college athletics. Good or bad for the NCAA? We'll discuss it on the other side right here on the Behind the Arc podcast. Name, image, likeness is officially fair game in the world of college sports. There are some restrictions in certain areas, but the point of the matter is right now, The NCAA Board of Directors elected on Wednesday to suspend rules that had previously been in place that prohibit athletes from profiting off their name, image, and likeness. And that includes college basketball. It includes non-revenue sports like swimming and diving, tennis, track and field. Whatever you've got, you can find something where if you are a profitable student athlete, you can make money off your name, image, and likeness. And that doesn't necessarily mean that only the big time athletes will have the opportunity to do that. And we've kind of been looking around the world of college sports. There's a pair of sisters, they're twins, that play basketball for Fresno State, but they've got over a million Twitter followers, Instagram followers, because of their basketball videos that they put up together. And so there are certain athletes, even if it may not be because of their performance in their respective sport, it may be because of the social media following they've garnered because they put out good content that people enjoy viewing. And so if you can take advantage of that, you can do that now. And there's been a lot of argument about whether or not this is right. And I think the NCAA is doing the right thing here. And we don't say that very often, but when you look at non-athlete students, they are able to profit off their name, image, and likeness, and yet they don't play a sport. And so now you have athletes that can make more money because they have the platform of being a student athlete, having that popularity and fame, whether it be on a local or national level, where they could have the opportunity to make money from a sponsorship. And again, I should emphasize, schools paying athletes straight up, just simply paying the players, that is still against the rules. And we can get into the debate until we're blue in the face about whether or not schools are doing that under the table, legally or illegally. We understand that. We realize that that's going on at certain schools, more than likely. But right now, the idea of athletes being unable to profit off their own name, I mean, why is a business deciding, yes, I want to go sponsor John Fulkerson and have him endorse my product? What's wrong with that? And I don't see the reason why. So the idea of athletes not being allowed to profit off their name, image, and likeness up till now, you know, I was a little concerned about it before, but when you look at the reality of it, it's just where I think athletics is headed. And with all the money and all the revenue, where coaches are getting paid so much more money than they were 20, 25 years ago, when there's more money being found in ticket revenue, endorsements, so many things that are happening around college athletics, it's time to let the student athletes start profiting off of their name, image, and likeness, because ultimately the athletes are the product. And so when you don't allow the product to benefit from all the revenue, well, I think you're missing something there. So for student athletes, to allow them to go out and make money, whether it be through gaming apps, autograph signing appearances, things of that nature, I think it's great that the NCAA is finally allowing this to happen. There are some states that still have discrepancies where it's going to be a little bit more difficult. So the NCAA is simply trying to allow those states right now to work out the discrepancies so that athletes can potentially do this. But now what you also have is coaches aren't really going to be able to limit an athlete's social media use, because some coaches do try to do that. You can't really do that because it potentially affects their ability to make income through utilizing their name, image, and likeness. So I think for athletes overall, it's better. You had the UCF football player a few years ago who was making money off his YouTube channel because he was so successful as a YouTuber that he was having advertising paid for on his YouTube channel, and the NCAA stepped in and said, hey, you have to choose one or the other. And he ended up quitting football and chose to be a YouTuber. And now you don't have to make that decision anymore if you're a student athlete that can also create great content as a result of having the platform of being a college athlete. So for name, image, likeness, I don't know what it means about getting the video game back. EA Sports has already announced that it would be coming back next year. But now name, image, and likeness is live. And that means college basketball players will have the opportunity to profit off of name, image, likeness as well. And for one and done guys, I wonder if this could actually help college basketball, because a lot of fans aren't necessarily happy about the one and done process. You have guys come in for a year, fans don't really get the opportunity to know them. You don't get to follow them for multiple years at a time, because in certain college basketball markets, players don't like to follow players in the NBA, or fans don't like to follow players in the NBA career. And I think that's really interesting, because here in Knoxville, fans love following Tennessee football players wherever they go in their career if they don't have an NFL team. In Knoxville, you have a lot of Indianapolis Colts turned Denver Broncos fans because of Peyton Manning. You have some Kansas City Chiefs fans because of Eric Berry. You have Cowboys fans because, A, America's team, but also because of Jason Witten. So there's a number of guys or a number of reasons that you can find why fans are supportive of certain teams. But in basketball, Knoxville's not that high of an NBA market, but fans in Knoxville love Tennessee basketball. So in a situation like that, could it be better for college basketball if a player like Dwayne Washington from Ohio State, who elected to keep his name in the NBA draft, despite the strong possibility that he will go undrafted, does a player that's on the fringe like that, is it easier for them to decide to come back to school knowing that they can make money on a local level and at least start making some income rather than go to the NBA draft, maybe not get drafted, maybe have to go to the G League or overseas, maybe it doesn't quite work out, where you could have at least had that additional year of making some sort of income on top of being on a full ride scholarship while playing college basketball? I wonder if it could be better long term for athletes in college basketball to choose to come back instead of having guys. And it's great that athletes can take advantage of the draft process. I think that's been really helpful, where you've had in recent years with Tennessee, Admiral Schofield and Eve Pons both go through the draft process, both decide to come back for an additional year of college basketball. But is it a little bit easier for athletes to decide, okay, you know what, I need to, instead of saying I need to go and make money right away, I'm done with college, I'm done playing basketball for free. Well, that doesn't necessarily have to be the motivating factor anymore. So does a guy like Jordan Bone potentially elect to stay instead of being a late second round draft pick and being in the G League, you know, for in Grand Rapids for the majority of the early stages of his career? I think that maybe that leads you to come back, where if you believe that you can be marketed as a local athlete in a major college town like Knoxville or Bloomington, Indiana, if you play for the Hoosiers, or if you're somewhere out west, if you're out playing for Gonzaga, you know, does player, you know, and obviously if you're projected to be a lottery pick, that's different, but does it make it easier for Drew Timmy to decide to come back? Situations like that, I think, are really important. So name, image, likeness, could it help college basketball? We will see how this all plays out after it officially has gone live on Thursday at midnight. You've seen some notable football players like De'Aaron King, Mackenzie Milton. Those guys have signed some deals already. De'Aaron King signed a deal with College Hunks, the junk removal service, which was started out of, by a Miami alum. And so now he has signed a $20,000 deal to endorse the junk removal service. So situations like that have already taken place. Let's see what happens as it progresses with athletes in other sports as well. Thank you so much for listening to the Behind the Arc podcast. Again, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hit that 5-star rating, leave a review, hit that subscribe button, and tell a college basketball fan you know about the Behind the Arc podcast.
Behind the Arc with Joel Silverberg on the Sports Animal.